Those are the sounds of a person pretending to pay attention on the phone. But technology has triumphed to protect us from ourselves with a device designed to nip telerudeness in the bud. Andrea Shea reports on the advent of the jerkometer.
In the media lab at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, project leader Anmol Madan shows off the handheld PDA that, for right now, is the jerkometer.
So it runs on this device. This is the Sharpsaurus. It's an amazing piece of equipment.
Madan says he hopes to equip cell phones with jerkometer functions in the near future.
When you are excited, you tend to speak really fast and you tend to sort of interrupt the other person sometimes. If you're distracted, you're probably taking sort of long pauses and going, okay, you know, whatever, and you're trying to think about four different things simultaneously. So these are some of the clues that this measures.
The jerkometer takes those clues and uses mathematical algorithms to analyze speech patterns, tone of voice, stress levels, and empathy. Madan says it then calculates your jerk factor, or level of engagement, and issues one of four gentle reminders.
So the first one is stop being a jerk. The second one is, you could do better now, couldn't you? The third one is, now we're getting somewhere. And the fourth one is,
wow, you're a smooth talker. Madan says the jerkometer would be valuable to professionals whose paychecks depend on charm and civility. But his graduate advisor, Professor Sandy Pentland, says the jerkometer popped into his head after his wife said,
husbands ought to have something that reminds them to listen to their wives. And I came up with the name jerkometer.
A few miles from Professor Pentland's MIT office, in a Harvard square that's teeming with people chattering away on cell phones, Robin Abrams isn't laughing.
I have a real problem with the name jerkometer.
Abrams writes the misconduct column for the Boston Globe. She says the name is insulting to the people who are going to use it.
I mean, these are people who are trying to, you know, accept feedback to improve their social skills. I think we should honor that impulse, you know. Call it a diplomatometer or a menschometer.
Abrams says she's sympathetic to potential jerkometer users like 21-year-old James Oliver, who says there are definitely times when he could use the device.
Every once in a while, if, you know, I'm hanging out with my friends and I get a call from home or something like that, and I'm like, yeah, okay, Mom, yeah, sure, all right. Yeah, dude, give me a slice of pizza.
With that in mind, the researchers at MIT might think of adding one more gentle reminder to the jerkometer, like, dude, listen to your mother. For NPR News, this is Andrea Shea.